101.5 FM had the pleasure of broadcasting at the grand opening of the Burpengary East Woolworths store. We managed to drag store manager Graham Hall away from his busy work commitments for a little while just to have a chat about the store. Thanks for talking to us this morning, Graham. Now, I'm a little bit curious, what prompted Woolworths to choose Burpengary East as their new location?
I think it's just the community of Burpengary East, Rosemary. I believe it's something they've been asking for a long time, their own supermarket. It's such a huge growth in this whole corridor of the Moreton Bay region. I believe it's one of the fastest growing regions in the whole of the eastern of Australia.
Goodness me, yes it is.
About 30,000 homes are projected over the next 10 years, I believe. So it's just wonderful to be able to bring that to the community of Burpengary East and be able to open this Woolworths for them.
Now, Graham, are there any specific needs that the local community wanted that this store is designed to address?
I think it was just a full production supermarket, Rosemary. Mm-hmm. It's a full production bakery, full production deli, everything else, as well as a full drive-through bay for our online customers for those people that want that convenience. Being a new supermarket also, it features other things. We have a Deli Express range in there, and it's a full-range supermarket, so 14 aisles. So great for the Burpengary community to have a full-size supermarket. It's not one of your express ones or anything like that.
No. So it's going to be wonderful. And the little stores around it are going to sort of make it even better, isn't it, for our local community?
Yes, of course. There's multiple specialty stores. They've got a full dining hub there as well, mm-hmm. Down the front that's opening up. So it'll be a real little community hub for the Burpengary community, a real place where you can come and have a coffee, catch up with friends, get a meal, and you can also do your shopping. So really exciting for the community of Burpengary East.
Pretty easy. And Graham, are there any unique features or services that the store is offering that might be different to other Woolworths locations in the region?
Not really different to other Woolworths, Rosemary, but we have got like all the express offers, so your milk run, your Delivery Now Express offers, your full pickup service. We do have a Deli Express range in there. We probably are ranging some products that maybe some of the surrounding Woolworths will not be. Mm-hmm. I guess it's a brand new store as well. So just those brand new stores come with all the latest features, which is really exciting as well.
Now, Graham, I was there the other day having a little look, and there were some of the items that had that little yellow plastic or orange plastic business. So that means that we can just zap it, is that right, with our phones and find out what's going on, or is that more for the staff?
No, that's more for the team, Rosemary. Okay. That's sort of shrouds. Being a new store, so no more paper tickets or limited paper tickets, obviously good for the environment.
Yeah.
So they've got electronic shelf labels, they're called ESL tickets. Mm-hmm. Those little shrouds are something like you would normally see with a special shroud with a special ticket in an older style store. Mm-hmm. Those shrouds are really highlighting value, whether that's everyday rewards, bonus points, new lines, anything on special, things like that. That's what those yellow tickets are for.
Good one. I thought we might have been getting a little bit more, cutting out staff, and we're pretty well able to help ourselves. No?
No, there's still a lot of options there, Rosemary. If anyone that's in those stores, if you download the Woolworths app, then there's a lot of features in that to find products. It'll tell you exactly where the product is. It'll save it to your shopping list. So I'd really encourage everyone to be downloading that Woolworths app and downloading and making sure you're activating your rewards each week on Wednesday. Like that'll save you a lot of dollars in the shop and also help you find things and stuff around the shop as well.
So that Wednesday's a pretty important day then.
Wednesday is a rewards changeover, so that's when you go and boost your rewards in your rewards app or in your Woolworths app, and then you'll get savings, bonus offers, all that sort of stuff. You're able to bank all your rewards points towards Christmas. Some people there have $800 to $1,000 banked for Christmas that they can use.
It'll
pay for all their Christmas shopping. So I'd really encourage our listeners, if you're not signed up for Woolworths Rewards, to sign up for Woolworths Rewards and make sure you boost them on a Wednesday. You'll see my team on Wednesday dressed in all orange. It's to really highlight that, and it's just value for our customers. It's free money, mate. Who doesn't like free money?
Absolutely. Now, Graham, we're all aware of the food miles. You know, the city of Moreton has quite a large agribusiness community. Will our beautiful new Woolworths be storing and using local suppliers and producers?
Yes, we do. We source from a bunch of different suppliers. Some come straight from the farm. We had we had 56 crates of Calypso mangoes during the week direct from the farm. I've never seen mangoes looking so fresh straight from the farm. And then we also use diversion partners. So we've partnered up with White Ridge Farm to make sure that nothing goes to landfill. So all of that goes to the farmers, all the produce is unused. Also partnered up with a community project as well as OzHarvest for all of our food as well to go to the needy and to go to the in the community who need that sort of assistance. So Woolworths does all that sort of stuff. Every Woolworths store does that as well. So.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Graham, there are there any Queensland or locally produced products that we should be getting excited about for the future? I mean, you've mentioned the Calypso mangoes. That's pretty good. Anything else?
Nothing I can think of off the top of my head, Rosemary, but come in. Everything's got an origin label on it, like a country of origin label, so it'll tell you where it's from, where it's grown, where it's produced. So nothing that I can think of off the top of my head. We have a bunch of lines in the deli that are Australian made and Australian produced, as well as like majority of our fruit and veg as well. So
fabulous.
There probably is coming. There's probably some produce coming from just up the road, Rosemary, in the Moreton Bay region that I'm unaware of, but it's something I'll look into when I get back to work.
Yeah,
as well,
I'm sorry to hit you with that question, but I'm sure that others would have been interested because we grow so many beautiful things here in our region.
And we do, and whatever we can source from that local region or
we will certainly
local
do
suppliers,
that.
That's always great. Yep.
Yeah. And Graham, where did you come from, if I may ask?
Rosemary, I spent 6 years out at Roma. So
Queensland. Yeah.
And I was doing the store manager up at Woodford for the last 10 months before I got appointed to before I was blessed and privileged to get appointed to opening this brand new store for the Burbagaries community. So I've got a rural background. I love the community stores. I love that sort of community hub for the locals, getting to know them by name and really looking after our local community. So that's what I'm all about, that country feel. Bring that country feel to Brisbane, I believe.
Mad if you don't. Now, Graham, the grand opening was last Saturday. It was a pretty wonderful success, I believe, even despite the weather. There were a few little hiccups along the way. Did you have any challenges to overcome during the store setup or the opening phase to ensure that everything went smoothly?
Rosemary, we had a really, really smooth transition. We got the keys 5 weeks before opening. Obviously, massive job. We filled 40,000 cartons, not including all of the fresh produce and all of the fresh product to go into that shop as well, and set it all up. We had the power outage, like I believe probably the majority of your listeners around the Moreton Bay region on Monday last week. We lost power for a couple of hours in the shop. We were very blessed not to lose any stock. Our refrigeration and generators held all of that. So we were a lot luckier than some of our surrounding stores and probably some members in the surrounding community. But we were really blessed to not lose our stock because we were able to open up on that Wednesday, the 26th last week. We were able to open up full and ready to go for our customers.
Wow. And what a great time, actually, Graham, because there were a lot of people that didn't have refrigeration and you did. So how good was that? Yeah. It's an ill wind that blows no good at all, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, exactly right, 100%, yep.
Graham Hall, look, thanks for talking to 101.5 this morning and, you know, welcome to downtown Caboolture and Burbagary, and I'm sure that the people out there at Woodford and Roma will miss you terribly, but their loss is our gain. Graham Hall, he is the manager of the Woolworths Burbagary East store. Thanks for talking to us here on 101.5, Graham.
Wonderful, Rosemary. Thank you, everyone. Come in and say hello and make sure you ask for Graham if you need anything while you're in the stop. We're here to serve you and help you. So thank you very much.
We will certainly do that. Thank you.